You know, yesterday afternoon in America or in Canada, whether you were East Coast or West Coast, you got the news that attack drones and rockets were being fired to Israel by Iran, claiming it was living up to its statement that it was going to have payback for murdering two of its generals that caused or planned or helped plan the October 7th massacre. Now, let me just say that again. Iran said it was going to have an attack based off of the murder of two of their generals that planned or contributed to plan the October 7th massacre. Just want you to hear that. David's going to explain. Thank you. This is my name is Stuart Brisgell. This is the Rant Network. David is waiting there anxiously to pounce on this idea as we peel back the multitude of layers on this topic without holding back, because David can't hold back. Here, it's all about unfiltered, raw dialogue, and we serve as an outlet to voice opinion, exchange ideas, and share experiences of every corner of life, including those that preach death. As we dive into the current event, pop culture, politics, and quirks of existence, whether it's venting over daily life's frustrations or tackling some really big questions that shape our world, that's all here at the Rant Network umbrella. Get comfortable as we enjoy this next quarter hour. David, yesterday, when the news came out that Iran was firing, how did you feel?
First of all, it was 2 days ago. Second of all, let me tell you folks, if no one was surprised that Iran was going to fire anything. They've been warning Israel and they're warning the world since April the 1st, apparently. There has been an unbelievable carnage, you know, that could have taken place, Stuart. The destruction could have been unbelievable. It could have been monumental. I mean, let me give you an idea, ladies and gentlemen, what has happened. Stuart kind of laid it out, but I want to talk about something called proportional response. You know what Israel's been blamed about? Proportional response. Yep. Israel took out a warehouse in Syria.
Targeted. Targeted.
Yeah. Stuart, let me put it this way. Israel took out two IRGC generals, as they call them. The IRGC in many, many countries is listed as a terrorist organization. Okay. And Israel took out two of its leaders. Okay. Two of the masterminds of October the 7th. Two of the people who are controlling Hezbollah from the north, firing rockets day in and day out. And the response was proportional, right? We take out two of your leaders. You fire 331 projectiles, which includes 185 drones, 36 ballistic missiles, 36 cruise missiles, 110 ballistic missiles, 331 projectiles at Israel, including firing these rockets at selected targets, which includes Jerusalem, which houses the Dome of the Rock, other Muslim, holy parts. It flew over Arab villages indiscriminately, Christian villages indiscriminately. Unfortunately, thanks to partly the United States, UK, France, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, and the Israeli Air Force, all were taken out. The only injury, thankfully, was, and sadly, one Druze 7-year-old girl, not even a Jewish girl, a Druze girl, okay, from a projectile. Now, here's the thing. Israel's being thrown under the bus by the world by asking it to be proportionate in its response. And I'm trying to understand how taking out two generals means firing 331 missiles and drones at the entire state of Israel. And the response by the West and the G7, and I have to tell you why your president and my prime minister showed their complete lack of intestinal fortitude, was, could you please not retaliate? To which Israel said, are you kidding me?
What are you kidding me? The incredible thing, Stuart, about this entirety of this reaction was it didn't matter that, oh, by the way, Hezbollah fired about 100 rockets at the exact same time into Israel in the middle of the night, causing nothing but sheer terror. Israelis had to go into their bomb shelters. The entire Israeli airspace was completely shut down. And the world is quiet. Where are the UN resolutions? Where are the condemnations?
Yep.
Where are the parades and of the people to, or sorry, not the parades, the protests by the people saying no, innocent lives.
Oh, no, there were protests located in Chicago.
There were celebrations.
Right, right. It was a, well, they're preparing for protesting in Chicago in the Teamsters building. Like, again, everybody, the Chicago Teamsters are subscribing to, applauding and cheering that Iran, a known sponsor of hating America, more than likely the key sponsor in the World Trade Center, by the way, David, which we all seem to have forgotten, September 11th, all backed by the Ayatollah Khomeini.
You know, it's Stuart, it's fascinating when you're asking me to, like, yo, I'm going to let go, whatever. And I have to tell you something. This weekend, it was surprisingly, this the one we were watching in with absolute rapture on Saturday, what was going on. The one thing that I kept saying was, isn't it incredible? We're going to watch a phenomenal display. But I want to I want to focus on one thing, two things, Stuart, for you on this one, okay? Because listen, one, I want to thank, three things, actually. One thing I want to thank, you know, Jordan and Saudi Arabia, who simply helped Israel in their time of need. Now, imagine this, okay? Jordan condemned Israel a while back. Saudi Arabia gave Israel a grief. But when it came to firing rockets over their airspace, that's right, over their airspace, they got to let it go. They could have let it go to Israel. No. They took it down. Saudi Arabia asked the Americans, let the Americans, the French, and the British. The Jordanian Air Force went in and took it down. There's a message being sent here to Iran here, folks, and people are not catching this. This is no longer an attack on Israel, on Jewish state, on Israel. This is an attack on mankind. This is an attack on the West. This is an attack on civilization. And you might not agree that Jordan and Saudi Arabia are civilized countries. Sure, fine, whatever you want. But they just fired 331 projectiles over their airspace. Number one. Number two, the pictures of rockets being taken down over Jerusalem with the Dome of the Rock in the forefront, Stuart, was probably telling. Because you know what? If you see, there's a picture floating around social media of this massive rocket that was fired at Israel at the Dead Sea. It fell in the Dead Sea. It's massive. Could you imagine if that hunk of metal would have fallen on the Dome of the Rock? The blame on Israel would have been substantial because Israel took it down and could have destroyed one of the three holiest sites in Islam. Okay, Stuart, the incredible thing is that Iran fired rockets over Arab villages and Christians, indiscriminate. And yet, not one word, not one word over the weekend from a single country wondering out loud, does anybody pay attention to this? Or is it only when a Jew inflicts anything? Do we create the havoc? Do we storm the buildings? Universities were quiet. Media suddenly found themselves speechless. What are we going to do? CNN cut wall-to-wall coverage. What are we going to do? Oh, my God. But where's the condemnation? Where are the haters? Where's AOC, Rashida Tlaib?
Rashida Tlaib! Oh, my God. Death to America, Rashid Tlaib, you're talking about? Yeah, let me tell you something. If you are in her jurisdiction, you're right. You probably cheered. You anti-American son of a bitch. You want to know something? I am so looking forward for the exposure of her involvement with Hamas and Iran. Because I'm going to bet you, David, the FISA warrants are going to come out. Because you know what? There's far too many patriots in this country that are going to come out of the woodwork. I really believe it this time. I think that it's a matter of a very short period of time that they're going to come out and they're going to come and rage on their parade because they are anti-American. They are anti-Israel. They are anti-Jewish. They're anti everyone except the Muslim extremists. Listen, it was said, Rudy, I'm not going to say his last name, had a really interesting statement in Israel. The Iranian people have been taken hostage by the Ayatollah Khomeini. For centuries, the Persian people and the Israeli people lived in harmonious love for each other, commerce, and their children. Only in the coming of the Ayatollah has come this hate, this evil that has taken over every single Arab nation, which they themselves have no idea what vitriol hatred is all about. It's amazing, David. I am flabbergasted with the Iranian people accepting the Ayatollah Khomeini. I think it's time to
They're not, Stuart. They're not accepting it, and that's the misnomer, Stuart. The people who they're fed up, and about 70%. This is the number you're hearing floating around. 70% of Iranians don't want to live like this anymore. They're living under. They know what's going to happen. They know this, okay? And you know, Iranian state TV announced the most successful attack on Israel ever. And I'm thinking, really? Yom Kippur War? How about what Hamas did on October the 7th? You didn't kill a single person. You didn't do anything, but you call it the most successful. The propaganda machine was out at full force. And you know what the funny thing, Stuart, is? The Persian people, the Iranians knew exactly what was going on. It was a falsehood. It was a lie. And the problem, but Stuart, the focus today of this rant is simple. October the 7th, we know what occurred. We're not repeating it. We've said it 1,000 times already. And Israel was told proportionate response. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful. Israel is constantly being told what to do and how to act. Israel has what I would call serious middle child syndrome. You can't do it this way. You can't do it that way. Your older child, the younger child, they can get away with it. But the middle child is all messed up. Israel's caught in that middle child. In between this and in between that, they're attacked by a terrorist group in the south, attacked by a terrorist group in the north, and attacked by a sovereign nation. And in each case, Israel's being told, don't retaliate. Don't do anything. But we have your side. Don't do anything. And with all due respect to Joe Biden and Justin Trudeau and the rest of the West, God help you. You are, Stuart, no, let me finish with this, please, and then I'll throw it at you. Promise, please give me one sentence here, okay? I want to thank Joe Biden for giving Iran $6
billion. Obama gave $10 billion, and that's irrelevant. It's not the Joe Biden. It's the whole Democratic squad. Obama, okay, and Biden. It's both of them. I'm going to just say this, David. Stop interjecting, and I'm cutting you off. Cole. The world thanked Israel when they destroyed the nuclear system in Iran and Iraq, both times. You know what? They blew up the Spud, the program. Destroyed the nuclear program twice.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm going to say this. The world thanked them without having to say thank you. The world thanks them. You, who are listening or watching, need to thank them. Because if they hadn't done what they did, it would have been a whole lot uglier today. David, I want to give you the last sentence because I'm wrapping up. Okay.
Look,
and that's a wrap.
You know what? No, Stuart, hold on. Stuart, here's the thing, folks. If you're going to sit there today and you're going to go and march on the streets and demand that Israel give Palestine a free state, let me remind you of who the people who were celebrating yesterday on Saturday and Sunday on the attack over Israel. Let me remind you that these are the people who are not chasing peace. Iran wants to disrupt the Middle East. And if something isn't done by Western governments to put Iran in its place, folks, we are closing in on one catastrophic world.
Mm-hmm. David, that is a great ending. And that's a wrap for today's episode. I know, it's hard to believe we wrapped close to on time. A huge thank for lending us your ears, your eyes, and your time for the Rant Network. It's been a real pleasure sharing this thought and discussion with you. And, you know, your support means the world to us. And we're excited to welcome you back for more exciting engagements and discussions every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, noon Eastern. Stay connected with us on social media. Don't hesitate to reach out. Don't forget to PM us. We're passionate what you're passionate about. Your input is invaluable, whether David says so or not. Until next time, keep on ranting. David, time to say goodbye.